This is Pure Decking show number 386 for Thursday. What is the hell to say? April 2nd, I think? Yeah, 2020. This is a show about stuff that interests me, like information security, rigging the game, and the work from home is starting to get to me. I've linked my broadcast headset into my work laptop so that I don't have to jump back and forth between the two, and it's led to some confusion where I'm treating work, treating WebEx like TeamSpeak, and occasionally TeamSpeak like WebEx, and it's just been kind of awkward.
Yeah, we really don't have any interest in what some of your policies are.
just as long as when you show up for a work meeting, you don't ask what everybody's drinking.
I have done that, actually. It's like, well, we're all working from home. What's everybody drinking? And, yeah, I get the message on Slack, inappropriate.
Red card, 5 minutes.
Of course, then we hop on TeamSpeak, and we're like, all right, well, if you're not speaking, can you mute? And, you know, somebody gets out the corporate bingo card.
Really? There's no fucking corporate etiquette of muting and shit?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm the only one that does that on my conference call.
I can't tell you the number.
Sounding like an 18-year-old girl then, whoops.
Well, you know, it's been a life. Anyways, that went off the rails quick.
Yeah.
I'm Morps. Tonight we have Madman. What's up, Madman?
Nothing much. I'm actually missing my office, which I never thought I would hear myself say. Especially since here I can't drink at work. Not saying that I've drunk at work since I've worked from home, but I can, which is amazing.
I had an instant response plan completely full of vodka at one point, so, you know, until somebody figured out what was in it, then I had to bring it home. And BSV. What's up, BSV?
Nah, not much. Don't know what day of the week it is right now. It's Ender Day, right?
It's a day that ends in D-A-Y.
It's the fourth day of the fourth month of the yellow fever.
Nice. And RU is here.
Down to my last three rolls of shit tickets, man. Things are getting sketchy.
Ooh. I have found this wonderful time-saving, money-saving strategy. So I've moved my crap time to just before my shower time. And then you don't wipe your ass. Just go from the crapper to the shower. My toilet paper will last forever.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'll start using it for barter.
Ladies. I want to say and congratulations on your fantastic mastery of your bowels there, Madman.
I'm just going to congratulate him on his discovery of the waffle stomp. I mean, you know.
Wow.
But, well, here pretty soon, booze may become harder to find if they start shutting down liquor stores. So I'm going to use my 84 rolls of toilet paper to trade for beer.
As a bargaining position, nice.
Like, you have a case of beer? I have a roll of quilted northern.
It's
I do
sanitary.
Believe the bidding starts at four beers.
Oh, Madman, you just need to set up your home brewery. So by the time it gets scarce, you start having beer that's ready.
You know, it's not if you go for the extracts, it's not that hard.
Well, I was thinking I'm going grocery shopping tomorrow. I can get baker's yeast and grape nuts.
That's not going to be very
brewing
good
yet, are we? It ain't bad enough with not doing toilet wine yet, are we?
So, Madman, I'm just going to say, of some of my own personal experimentation, the mead never came out, so I don't know that I would do that one. But, it came out, don't get me wrong. I mean, you just have to mix it with something, anything, because it's very bitter rocket fuel right now.
Oh, so it'll get you fucked up, but it just tastes a little fucked.
It's probably closer to your toilet wine variety than a drink. Yeah, however,
it's a beginner's mead, man.
Yeah. However, well, I used the wrong yeast. I used a champagne yeast, and I should have just used a wine yeast. Madman, I will say from some of my experimentation, if you use some brewer's yeast, like beer yeast, and a high sugar fruit juice, like say orange juice, you can just dump the packet of yeast in a bottle of orange juice. You know, maybe pour half a glass of it just so there's some room in there, and just cap it off with a balloon. Put it in the back of the closet for, you know, 2 or 3 days. It'll be boozy. It won't be the greatest drink in the world, but it won't be bad. I've done it with orange juice, and I've done it with apple juice, and it does work.
Woohoo! I can make screwdrivers without vodka.
Pretty much. They're saying that Psychros is insisting that Hawaiian Punch will work. So. But, yeah, you know, in a couple of days, a week, and you'll have something. Now, when you drink it, you're going to be gassy as hell because you're drinking live yeast. You know,
as long as everything's flowing correctly, I don't care.
Actually, it probably helped that. Truth be told, well, yeast is good for you.
I've had problems where my burps tasted like they should have gone out my ass.
Thanks for sharing.
Somehow, the gas got diverted and went out the wrong hole. It was terrible.
I need to find a sound effect that's just a bunch of people gasping for whenever Madman's telling a personal story.
No, we're all family here.
Do you have a button for vomit noises?
No, that wasn't one I thought I would need. I'm just not actually clairvoyant enough.
Actually, I did send you a clip for a gasp. Remember, it was a town hall meeting where the dude's like complaining that him being a Mexican and illegal, that his kid gets picked on at school. And one dude in the audience goes, well, maybe you should go back. And the whole crowd just goes, oh, how dare you?
Oh, we should find that clip again. That would be perfect.
I'll find it.
I've probably clipped the audio with the intention to chop it up and completely forgot about it. But, anyways, so in all, right now, it is hard to find news stories that are not COVID-19 or Zoom. So we are going to talk about Zoom briefly to open. But, I mean, I'm trying to stay away from the boomer and tumor. But, I mean, it's hard to find news stories right now. It really is. So we're probably going to diverge off into La La Land and just let it go because why not, you know?
We can always discuss the great sneeze forward.
I mean, we can. It's just, you know, it's 24/7 news and 1 billion people have been infected today and the government has issued shelter in place orders. And so, oh, for fuck's sake. I mean, if I wanted to be depressed all day, I'd go watch C-SPAN. I don't need the internet spewing it at me.
Hey, on the bright side, everyone can get free premium membership to Pornhub while this is going on.
That's true.
I didn't watch porn before this.
Well, it sounds like you're missing out.
Like a wife, you know?
Sounds like you're just missing out there, are you? I mean,
bear a thought for those of us who aren't degenerate coomers, for fuck's sake. Where's our free shit? It's going to sit in there fucking cooming all day. Like, where's my free Steam game, Gabe?
Well, I will say, I have seen several iPad music synthesizer and production apps put out free or go free during this. So if you're into
that's cool. That's productive, man.
I was trying to find a list of them actually for Digital Dojo, but honestly, I couldn't find one I liked. So just mention that, though. Like, if you go on the iPad Music subreddit, you'll find links to all kinds of apps that have a free version for, like, a synth or a sample kit or something. So, if you're into that.
There's always TF2. That's free.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought they shut that down.
Oh, God, no. That thing's going to go forever.
The hat market will generate money for Gabe forever.
Yeah, probably.
Hat simulator. I found myself back in 7 days to die for a while, revisiting old maps.
So I picked up a one of the model AMD Ryzen laptops, because mainly just I wanted to play with it. And I wanted to see how well it would game, right? Because it's got a Vega chipset in it. It's actually not terribly dissimilar from the CPU, GPU you started out with a while back, Mad Men. That system we built for you a couple of years ago. And I was just kind of curious to see how it ran. And I couldn't decide what game I wanted to install on the damn thing. Because, of course, I've got my rig right behind me where I could play a game for real. I ended up putting Portal 2 on it, right? And I have been replaying. I'm already through up to where you're like down in the bowels of the game, seeing the shit from the 1950s. And it's like, that was fast. How did I do? What happened here? So,
potatoes.
Not quite yet. I'm almost there.
Portal's a great game. I couldn't get into it at first. Like, I'm just like, this shit is fucking hard, man. I ended up getting blitzed out of my fucking mind one night and just finished the game. Like, shit was so much easier when I was not thinking about it. So I found I was overthinking the problems.
Oh, yeah, it guides you to the solutions for, like, 90% of it.
Yeah, I realized that you have to let go, man. Use the force.
The cake is a lie. Or at least an exaggeration.
Gross exaggeration.
Apparently somebody took the cake recipe that scrolls by in the credits of Portal 1 and made it and said it wasn't very good.
You can imagine.
Oh, crap, D&D game, video game, not Baldur's Gate.
Neverwinter?
Neverwinter Nights, yes. There's a chocolate chip cookie recipe of the gods in there, and it is actually good.
Little things you learn.
Yeah.
If you let you have to let the cookie dough set overnight to make of the gods cookies, or you can just make the cookie dough and make cookies, but they're not as good. I've done it both ways.
Neverwinter Nights actually had people trying to make MMOs out of that single player game because you could customize the servers and shit.
Oh, you could build adventures. One of the upsides to it is building your own module, so you could do a full D&D campaign in it and then have your friends run it. And when you do that, you realize how much longer tabletop takes than a video game. Because it seems diceograms, like killing 12 goblins and a hobgoblin, may take 30 or 45 minutes tabletop going around saying what you're going to do. But when 13 mobs just trounce you in game and you have 5 players, they die a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Oh, when you have everything automatically calculated.
Well, I will say I did not understand attacks of opportunity until I played Neverwinter Nights, and you just see it constantly scrolling by from the monsters behind you. It's like, oh, I shouldn't be ignoring those. Fuck.
Yeah, they're behind you. They're getting free attacks.
Well, when the first time you play Neverwinter Nights, you're thinking, oh, more Diablo 2. And in Diablo 2, it doesn't really matter where they hit you from. So,
anyway. Oh, they do extra damage from behind?
Yes, if they're rogues, that's how you backstab. Rogues do it from behind.
Moving on.
Weren't we supposed to do a show or something?
Yeah, close. We are. This is close enough.
We are. It's disconjointed this week due to the Shanghai shivers.
Cykros, DP View, Iron Angel, Krobe, in the IRC. Do you want to hear us talk about the handful of news stories I was able to dig up that weren't related to the, you know, the sweet and sour sicken? Or do you want to just listen to us bullshit about video games for an hour?
We can do both. Bam, I even clicked on a link. Oh, okay, what? You want me to look at some other shit? Fuck you, Link. Your link sucks.
What, the Business Insider link?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm in the wrong browser.
I got a story here of a paddle boarder in Miami being arrested for not socially distancing out in the ocean. Fucking hell, man.
Was he by himself?
The cops are going, yeah, on a paddle board in the middle of fucking nowhere, gets arrested by the
I think
water
he's
cops.
More than 6 feet away from everybody at that point.
I would have thought, man, but the cops are just getting jackboot with this shit, man. They are loving fucking oppressing the average citizen because it's easy. They don't have to actually work hard to arrest a criminal now because, you know, they don't arrest crimes. They just harass the general public who's law-abiding.
Well, you know what the crazy thing is with all this social distancing and having people work from home? We're going to see some long-term societal change come out of this. I don't think that's in question.
Well,
you're going to have all kinds of tech. It's going to be even more so than usual. You're going to have tech workers who just expect to work from home all the time now.
As I was saying earlier, too, more, I think in the next couple of weeks, the rubber band on a lot of normies are going to snap, and they're going to do some really weird shit. Like, yeah, it's going to, like, you saw with the dude yesterday on the train, locomotive engineer, thought he could sink a boat by hitting it with a train. That's not correct thinking. Yeah, is it? You're not a crazy if you're a locomotive engineer to start with. So whatever has been bugging him for the last couple of weeks with all his shit caused him to snap.
Well,
but to be fair, are you? If you did manage to hit the boat with the train, it would probably sink the boat. It's just
it's definitely
getting
gonna sink
the train, to the boat is the hard part.
Well, that's what I mean. He didn't have a long-term thought. You know, it's like, oh, I've got to go through, you know, over a kilometer of car park before I hit the boat. Maybe the train won't have enough momentum after it goes through the concrete stop barrier. But yeah, you're going to see some weird shit like that starting to happen. You know, naked men running down the road, fucking, you know, getting chased by police because they just can't do another fucking minute inside without, you know, banging some fucking cheap whore Rosie on a Friday night. So I wonder what the stock on Tumblr and shit is now. Is that all? No, what's the one where you find sluts?
Adult Friend Finder?
You were right, Tumblr.
No. What's the one where they swipe?
Oh,
the
Twitch.
Tinder. Tinder, that's the one. Yeah. I wonder what Tinder stocks are worth. Is that relies on rabid socialization and disease spreading?
Well, as more and more states go into lockdown, yeah, that one's going to be hurting. I'm sure all the dating sites are just, you know, absolutely taking it on the chin, not to mention the restaurants and all that other shit, right?
Hey, so we're a month into this, right? Really? The general public is about a month into this. So they've gone through the it's not happening phase, and they went through the whole shit, it's happening phase, and that was the toilet paper mass exodus. Then it's the oh fuck, it's happening phase, you know, but I've got my shit tickets, I'm good. And now everything's just flattened. Stay inside, keep calm, and they've found their entire routine is flipped on its fucking head. Humans don't like dramatic change, let alone dramatic change with no end.
Oh, drunken lawn darts are going to be a thing again.
Yeah.
Well, there's also
we're going to be playing with midgets off the roof.
There's almost. If you're not, like, into video games, there's no stress relief valve. Like,
no,
you know,
if you're not a reader.
If I get a little stressed out at work, I can grab a bourbon, pop up some Doom, and just rip and tear laughing at the demons for a bit, and I'll feel great. But, you know, for somebody who's a lot more social than that, somebody who needs to go out and hit the bars, there's no relief valve for them. They're going to be in their house tweaking out until they start lighting shit on fire.
That's what I mean. We're in that phase now where people who can't take it anymore don't see an out. So a spike in suicides, assault, like domestic violence, just shit like that. I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing neighbors assaulting each other. And then you're going to get the night roamers, the ones who come out at night thinking that they could hide in the shadows and move around. Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, I've already noticed in my neighborhood, because I've seen a lot more people out taking walks lately, right? Because it's like, well, yeah. What else can you do? Just go out and walk. And I'm seeing them at interesting hours. And you can tell it's somebody out on a walk, usually because they've got their phone out and their face is lit up. So it's kind of funny looking, you know what I mean? But you see these people doing it, and it's just like, you're walking at night staring at your phone. These are not people who have a lot of survival skills and maybe don't understand that they should be preserving their low light vision when they're out about at night, you know?
At night, yeah. Oh, look, I hear a noise. Can't see shit, though. Oh, lion. Because it was a great idea to let American citizens own exotic animals. That's
a wonderful idea. Don't you give anyone the idea of regulating that.
Oh, no, I don't believe in regulation of that sort of shit for America. You guys have all that shit you want, man. That's great.
Yeah, I want wild animals, booze, and guns.
Yeah.
Cycrus just says, are you sure they're not Ingress players? It's like, well, no, they could be Ingress players. I mean, you're right.
We reserve the right to discriminate and make fun of anyone.
Except for that damn cop who was playing Ingress against me. Kick at me. We're both fighting over the same damn node. He pulls up, knocks on the window. Sir, you do know this park's closed. I look at his phone in his hand. I'm like, sir, you do know you're a bastard. Like, yep, operational priority. The resistance is taking this one, motherfucker.
You can either fight or we can take this downtown.
So, yes, arrest me for being on the wrong side in Ingress. I want to hear that you explain that to your boss. Because I'm going to have a lawyer, and we are going to have so much fun.
The arrest report's going to say trespassing. Park closed an hour ago.
Damn it!
But I'm going to leave you a couple busters. Go pop that portal down the road so I can switch it back.
Nice. Oh, you don't play that game.
Good
you
have community policing.
No idea what we're on about. Well, he knew you weren't doing any harm, so it was immediately, you know, he was immediately out of cop mode and into, playing Ingress mode. So.
Yeah, we went around town, switching portals back and forth on his patrol route.
Nice. That's cool, actually. That's really cool. All right, let's talk about Zoom. There are lots of articles about this. There are lots of things going around about this. So we're going to read one article. And, yeah. So this one's from Business Insider. The video conferencing service Zoom faced multiple reported security issues as both use and scrutiny increased. In a 48-hour period, reports surfaced that Zoom did not use end-to-end encryption for its video messaging and had leaked thousands of email addresses to strangers. Compounding its security woes, the Windows version of Zoom is reportedly vulnerable to attackers who could send malicious links to users' chat interfaces and gain access to their email passwords. So, yeah, whoops. And I know a lot of business people who were very, very on about Zoom a couple of months ago, talking about how much better it was than WebEx. And we don't use it at my company, but I got a lot of vendors who do, so I know I've got Zoom installed all throughout the environment. It's the client, not the full fat paying for it version, but apparently the free version is worse. So, yeah. From the article here, it looks as if Zoom's security problems are snowballing. According to a Tuesday article from Motherboard, the video call service inadvertently exposed the personal email addresses and photos of thousands of people. Zoom's company directory feature automatically groups together users who share the same email domain. As such, it's meant to make it easier for work colleagues to find one another. But since at least mid-March, Twitter users have reported that despite registering with Zoom their personal email addresses, Zoom grouped them with thousands of others as if they all worked for the same company, thereby exposing their personal information. After Motherboard raised concerns with Zoom, a Zoom representative said the company maintained a blacklist of domains and regularly proactively identifies domains to be added, adding that it has since blacklisted the domain specified and highlighted by Motherboard.
So, you don't all work for Gmail?
I love it. Well, you know, the ones you identified, we fixed. Which, admittedly, yeah, of course they did, because you fixed the one that was getting the most attention, but rather than, you know, maybe making that an opt-in. Anyways. The Intercept also reported on Tuesday, however, that Zoom didn't use end-to-end encryption for video meetings, despite using the term frequently in a marketing materials. End-to-end encryption would basically ensure that neither external attackers nor Zoom itself could access the contents of a video meeting. Instead, it offers a form of encryption called transport encryption. This scrambles the content for external attackers, but theoretically not for Zoom itself. So, let's explain this a little bit, since I know what these words mean. Transport encryption is SSL. When you see HTTPS, that's transport encryption. So, pretty much what they're doing is it is encrypted on the wire between your between your computer and the Zoom server. It's going over an SSL transport. And depending on what you're doing, that might be okay. But it is not end-to-end encrypted. End-to-end encrypted would imply that I establish an encryption key with everyone else who joins the Zoom conference, right? And that key is then shared among the attendees to that call, either through the invite or some other method. And all of your communications are encrypted with that key, and are only decrypted at the endpoints of the clients, actually on the computers of the people talking, never in the middle. And that's not what Zoom's doing. Zoom is doing encryption on the wire, so it's in clear text on their servers, if that makes sense, if I'm explaining that.
So everyone in Zoom can see all the documents that you're sharing in your meeting.
Yes. And it depends on how that's set up. But yes, that's what they're alleging, is that Zoom has full access to these things if you're only doing encryption on the wire. You're not doing end-to-end encryption. So there are systems that do end-to-end encryption for group chats, some of the open-source ones. Matrix, I think, supports it, if I remember correctly. The old-school Skype, before Microsoft bought it, I think did it. I think had some encryption stuff you could turn on that was basically end-to-end. Although that one was peer-to-peer in the first place, so...
Yeah. That was why it was so good to start with.
Yeah.
From
a technology standpoint, it is hard to do end-to-end encryption when you're running a service with it where everyone's talking to a server, right? The server generally needs to do it. It needs to see what's going on so it can coordinate and, you know, send updates and things like that. So I think you have I think Zoom's marketing department is taking advantage of the fact that people don't really understand how encryption works, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're using buzzwords.
Cycros and DPV are saying are going back and forth that Signal might do full end-to-end. Don't know, honestly. I don't remember. I
haven't looked into it. Yeah. But what I do know, and if you are slightly curious, have a look at the other companies hovering around Zoom and what they're doing. And what Zoom is giving to them. And then you may think twice about using Zoom. But that's for your own curiosity to go find out. Start with the board of directors. And work your way down.
So
very curious.
I'm going to quit reading the article here because it's all stuff we know. Basically, some people are starting to call Zoom malware because it's got some security holes in it. And the fact that, you know, they say they don't monitor or research or listen in on calls, but there's nothing
they
technically
say
preventing
that.
Well, that's my point.
They don't technically sit there and listen. It just all goes in their service.
Well, and yeah, I mean, there's nothing technically preventing it. So you have to assume they have the ability.
Just because they have the ability doesn't mean they are you? You got to think how much are they? How much data is going through there?
Okay, and
how much they're going to have to store?
Zoom themselves say they don't do it. Yes, they don't do it, but they have three or four partner companies that can do it.
Do you think Zoom may be selling their phone calls to one of their subsidiaries?
No, they're not selling it, Madman. Dig yourself, you'll find it if you go deep enough what they're doing. Like, Zoom is just the shop window. You don't get to see the Oompa Loompas in the background filing and cutting and pasting and using what goes through the shop window. Some interesting companies that are involved with it. Some very interesting people who have done some very interesting scientific work in their time. But, well, yeah, you guys can make your own links. I'm not a journalist, so I don't feel comfortable in saying.
Zoom got real popular right as COVID started up and people started having to, you know, telework a lot because they offered like a free 128-day trial of their full-on professional version or something like that real quick. So, and I know a lot of companies that like Zoom because they say it has better quality than WebEx, which, okay, I mean, it's not hard to do better quality than WebEx a lot of times. So, and, you know, and so that or Microsoft Teams, which, you know, bullshit. So I don't think anybody's using Microsoft Teams. Microsoft keeps rebranding keeps putting the Skype name on different systems, trying to get people to use it. So I think the open source ones are going to be the ones way to go in the future. But
Do you think you can get companies to go open source? Because those generally don't have support.
No, that's the problem. Is you'd most companies are going to want a vendor to actually manage it and you know do it for them. So Cycross is saying he likes Jitsi Meet. Is that one of the ones we tried when we were trying different technologies? I don't remember.
Nope. We did not try
one
that
I remember.
I know we tried several different ones. That one sounds familiar for some reason. But, no, if you had companies taking the Red Hat model with, like, Matrix and, you know, spinning up their build of Matrix that they could sell and support, I think you would see a lot of companies interested in stuff like that. Jitsi was around years ago as XMPP. I probably did play around with it when I was trying something out, so.
I do know my company's not going to be hit with Zoom because we don't change shit until it stops being supported.
Well, you know, we had the whole flurry of emails flying around. Does anybody use Zoom? Or is anybody still using Zoom Professional Services? Or, you know, everyone needs to be on this system now, which, you know, it's WebEx. I mean, of course, everybody's on WebEx, so. But, Cycross is explaining it that I probably did play with the XMPP client because he's saying Jitsi Meet is new. Okay, that explains it. Okay, cool. But, there are thousands of articles at this point. My favorite are the ones where apparently there are websites set up to help people, for lack of a better term, war dial meeting numbers for Zoom and break into other people's meetings. And they're like recording them and posting them on Twitch and YouTube and shit. So.
Oh. What wonderful dicks.
Well, because you got to think, it's not just businesses, right? You've got social clubs and Weight Watchers and what was the other one I saw? It's gone. Anyways, I've saw several articles with all these prominent groups that used to have get-togethers, you know, switching over to like using Zoom meetings to hold their stuff. And then
the meetings are getting bombed.
Yeah, their meetings are getting bombed. So, you know, people are then breaking into the meetings and screaming obscenities and shit at them. And
Break into a Weight Watchers meeting and advertise the specials at Cold Stone Creamery.
Trolling I can get behind.
Madman, you're a bad person. I'm just going to say it.
There's chocolate fudge delight. One scoop of buck 95 in a waffle cone. Bam! No, you guys want it, fatos. Damn, I want some
Cold Stone Creamery. Would it be better or worse to break in just eating a burger?
Wait a minute.
Just sitting there eating like
a... Can you do video as well?
Oh, yeah, you can do video on these guys. So just break in, you know, just sitting there eating McDonald's.
No, Five Guys with a milkshake.
Just smile and wave every once in a while, take a big old bite.
I got the little order of fries. It only feeds two normal-sized people. Or one of you.
Damn it.
Get the software on Steam that lets you swap out your appearance for the whip for a cartoon character, and get like the fattest character you can find.
Oh, the walrus from Alice in Wonderland.
There you go.
Oh no, that's a dick move.
Yeah, that's a thing, but
I wonder how many financial institutions or just businesses in general notice when someone just comes in. If you have a generic name, Bob Stanfield or whatever.
Well, I know a lot of them, they'll say, who's that? Who's calling user 2? I mean, that happens on mine all the time. It's like, we've got calling user 4. Who is that? Can you identify yourself, please? And it's not because of security. It's because the PM is trying to make accurate meeting notes because they have to do the minutes for the auditors. It's not security, it's audit. But which, when you get into the corporate world, you discover are two very different things. You can pass audits all day long and be insecure as hell. Anyways.
This is Joe from marketing. We needed to listen into this business solution so we can wrap it into our next pamphlet.
Oh God, when you actually know enough about the language to do that shit, you are a scary person. Of course, I imagine the troll videos for Zoom conferences and stuff like that are probably just gold if you know where to get them. I mean, that's up there with breaking into people's Ring systems and, you know, having conversations with them.
Oh. No, the worst ones are videos of people breaking into children's, like, baby monitors. Having conversations with the kid.
That's
some of those
bad.
People need to be drug out in the street and shot.
Not
others
kids.
Are pretty funny.
Not leave the kids alone. Harass the parents, but leave the kids alone. Kids can't help it. It's not their fault that their parents got drunk in the back of a Mercedes. But, oh, no, get on where you can just pipe in videos and get, like, the most horrendous shit you can find to just pipe in as a video. What's that? Big had a video he used to troll us with. The guy singing and dancing, some Russian thing. The twirling.
Oh, Bear Force One?
No, it wasn't that. Although, that'd be a funny one. Bear Force One would be a funny one to, you know, pump into some company call.
Oh, Lemon Party.
So, anyways, let's move on. Next article is from Ars Technica and is an actual technical article for once, kind of. OpenWRT code execution bug puts millions of devices at risk. OpenWRT is the base for doing custom router firmware. Things like the Tomato Router or OpenWRT. What was the other one? There's a couple of different SKUs of it, but pretty much OpenWRT is kind of the basis for the router hacking groups where people were putting like Linux on the Linksys routers, and there's a bunch of them you can do now. But the problem is that not every, you know, a lot of times people would put the new firmware on these things, and they were basically, well, it's a router, so you set it and forget it, right? And now they found a bug in the thing, and because this firmware's in a lot of things, it's going to be interesting to see. For almost 3 years, OpenWRT, the open-source operating system that powers home routers and other types of embedded systems, has been vulnerable to remote code execution attacks because updates were delivered over an unencrypted channel with digital signature verifications and digital signature verifications are easy to bypass, researchers said. OpenWRT has a loyal base of users who use the freely available package as an alternative to the firmware that comes installed on their devices. Besides routers, OpenWRT runs on smartphones, pocket computers, and even laptops and desktop PCs. Users generally find OpenWRT to be a more secure choice because it offers advanced functions and its source code is easy to audit. Security researcher Guido Vakran, however, recently found that updates and installation files were delivered over unencrypted HTTP, or HTTPS. Well, HTTPS means encrypted, so I think they got a typo here. Connections, which are open to attacks that allow adversaries to completely replace legitimate updates with malicious ones. The researcher, who works for the security firm All4Secure, For All Secure, also found that it was trivial for attackers with moderate experience to bypass digital signature checks that verify a downloaded update as legitimate and offered, and one offered by OpenWRT maintainers. The combination of these two lapses makes it possible to send a malicious update that vulnerable devices will automatically install. Put OpenBSD on your router at this point. Yeah, actually, at this point, I'd go on eBay, get you like an Intel NUC, and just build a router at this point. Just put a full-on Linux box and PFSense, which is a BSD, which is a free BSD, I think. It's either free or open BSD. It's based on one of the BSDs. And I would do that. Currently, I'm using an older one because my PFSense box got the screwdriver. Let's just put it that way, because it had issues. So currently, I'm actually relying on a router, a real router. But I've got a machine I'm eyeballing to turn back into a PFSense box here shortly. So, anyways, got some other things I want to get knocked out first, but hey, I got time now. It's not like I can leave the house. So, fear of being shot. Although RU's right, it's not the cops I'm worried about. Well, it's like the Walking Dead show, right? It's not the zombies you got to worry about. It's the other people.
Yeah,
it's the smart zombies.
When the stupid breaks out, you don't want to be anywhere near it.
That's for damn sure.
And believe me, you're gonna see some fucking stupid shit. I, for one, can't wait because it just provides more original content on the internet for me to laugh at. But
I may be too much of an optimist. I don't think it's going to get that terrible.
It depends on where it is.
You're going to have a lot of people playing Fallout, the home game.
Like, don't get me wrong, it's not going to end up like Crossed, but I can see it from here.
And where's are you? He didn't find 11 on the knob. He found 12.
Boss cock. There's one for the soundboard.
I think it's worse that I'm admitting I know what Crossed is. So I'm not going to finish this article here, but the short version is, if you could man in the middle in front of somebody's OpenWRT router, you can replace the updates in it and possibly feed bad code into it. OpenWRT has issued a fix in January. So if you are running an OpenWRT base OS on your router, that's Tomato or any of the other router replacement firmwares, go get an update. Just go check on it, you know? Because the whole point of using OpenWRT is to have a more secure router than the firmware that's only updated for about a year from your manufacturer before they tell you, oh, nope, that one's not supported anymore. Go buy a new router. So, anyways.
Surprisingly easy to build your own router.
Well, I mean,
if you're inclined, yeah.
I've done it a couple of times now. One time out of just random parts without a case. So
Electronic Erotica. I remember that one.
Yeah, we actually called it that, didn't we?
Yeah, after you sketched it.
Oh, that's right. I had an art class at the time, and I had to pick something unique. So it was the computer that didn't have a case.
Dude, a case is just a prison for machine parts.
The computer was a nudist.
Like shoes are foot prisons.
There's just nothing after shoes or foot prisons. I'm sorry. I don't know where to go from now.
You go to the next story.
Next article.
Apes.
Next article is from ZDNet. God. Personal details for the entire country of Georgia have been published online.
Oops.
Son of a bitch.
Move along.
I mean, what do you do to top that? It's like
there's nothing else to say.
We doxed a country.
And in other news.
Then doxed a country worth robbing?
What's the GDP of that place? Fuck all. Probably owe money to them if you dox them.
Georgia? I don't know. What is Georgia?
I think they're that big a country.
Georgia.
Didn't Russia invade them at one point?
They were once part of the Ottoman Empire. They invaded. They attempted to invade Israel a couple times. They failed.
There we go. Georgia's GDP. Google. The first thing that comes up is 15.16 billion U.S. dollars in 2017. So I don't know that they've updated. Oh, here we go. 2019. They're up to 20 billion. So.
Money there for the taking.
The personal details of more than 4.9 million Georgians, including the deceased citizens, has been published on a hacking forum over the weekend on Saturday. Personal information such as full name, home address, dates of birth, ID numbers, mobile phone numbers were shared in a 1.04 gig Microsoft Access database file. Access? Why? A 1 gigabyte Access database. I'm not insulted that they doxed the country of Georgia. I'm doxed that they used. I'm mad that they used Microsoft Access. Oh my god! Psychro says I got their GDP wrong. He said that's the mid cap on the company's. It's a mid cap company's market cap. Okay. Well. Anyways. The leaked database was spotted by Under the Breach, a data breach monitoring and prevention service, and shared with ZDNet over the weekend. The database contained 4,934,863 records, including details from millions of deceased citizens, as can be seen from the screenshot below. They have helpfully blocked a few things out there. Georgia's current population is estimated at 3.7 million, according to a 2019 census. So yeah, it's the entire country of Georgia was just doxed. It's unclear if the forum user who shared the data is the one who obtained it. The data source also remains a mystery. On Sunday, ZDNet initially reported the leak over as coming from Georgia's Central Election Commission, but in a statement Monday, the commission denied that the data originated from its servers, as it contained information that they usually don't collect. In a statement to ZDNet, one of the individuals sharing the data on the hacking forums declined to say where they obtained the data, but later clarified it was not from CEC when pressed with the commission statement on Monday. When pressed, how do you press somebody over the internet? It's like, oh no, you're pressing me over AOL Instant Messenger. Close. I mean,
yeah. Do what that.
Spamming their inbox.
Do what the World Health did when they were pressed about talking about Beijing.
Taiwan.
Yeah. Click. Didn't hear ya.
And banned. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Or block, or is that what they call it on Twitter? Blocked.
Something like that.
Yeah. Anyways, the individual cited a misunderstanding and lack of knowledge of the English language, clarifying the CEC's website could be used to verify the data and not that the data was obtained from the organization. Well, okay, that makes sense. ZDNet has provided links to the leaked data to Georgian authorities who are now investigating the breach. So, I like how the reporter put, when pressed. It's like, no, you just asked him. That's not pressing. So... anyways, all right.
I love it. They even got the dead people.
Yeah. I mean, the dead people are probably the more useful ones because you're going to want to set up fake IDs with that kind of shit, right? So you can open up credit lines and stuff.
You're dead is it a victimless crime?
No, because you're not defrauding the dead person. You're defrauding the company. You're using the dead person's identity to set up a fake account with. It is not a victimless crime. The victim is not just not the person who got hacked. Because they're dead.
Dang. Lisa really be sending cards to dead people?
Mortuary databases are not shared between states. You know that, right? This is why children who die at birth or die very young are commonly sought after by identity thieves looking to set up people with permanent identities.
You don't even need to have any medical professionalism under your belt to become the coroner of a state either.
I thought that's where they looked at the socials, which the feds should have marked as deceased. Not a state ID, it's a federal one. That's why all your credit cards ask for it. The only identifier in the U.S. sticks with you no matter what state you're in.
Yeah, but it's really easy to say, oh, nope, you guys made a mistake. I'm alive. And, you know, if it's somebody who died when they were a baby, you find somebody, who died when they were a baby at the right age so that you got the right identity to steal or close enough. I mean, what are they going to do? Compare photos?
Yeah.
Actually, on that one, I'm not sure what they'd do.
You know, prove that you're not. I mean...
What have you been doing for the last 45 years, and why have you not shown up anywhere?
I'm a survivalist. I've been living out in the woods, learning, so I can get onto the learning channel and make a TV show.
Yeah, dude tried that excuse here yesterday when he got caught with a cache of homemade weapons. Oh, I was making them off YouTube.
Good thing he didn't have a collection of 3D printers. They'd charge him with terrorism then.
Well, I think he's in a fair bit of shit.
I'm being a jerk.
No, I...
Go ahead.
I'm glad he didn't have any 3D printers because they would have gone mental. You know, how bad they are and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
But at least it is bitching about people having home drill presses and stuff like that now.
What?
Well, they can't take him, madman. Well, not yet, anyway.
I mean, people still do, like, woodcraft and build things out of their house.
A mill and a lathe is all you need to make a gun. I mean, this whole, oh my god, you're making weapons. Yeah. It's like, what'd you do? I broke off a stick. Oops. It's like, no, I wasn't trying to make a weapon. I was just trying to shorten this tomato steak. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's really hard to stick a vampire with a 6-foot tank. And Brillo in the middle. You really want to go for around 4 feet.
Yeah, unfortunately now it's not going to be, oh, he's crazy, let's leave him alone. It's going to be, oh, he's crazy, let's bring him in. So. And unfortunately, if this whole work from home, shelter in place thing lasts more than a couple of more weeks, you're going to see a lot of crazies out on the street hunting vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not going to know what else to do.
I think this could actually move a lot of office work to off-site.
Yes.
It does cost money to rent office space.
So
I think a lot of people are going to find themselves without a returning position because the boss has figured out they don't need them.
I wouldn't be surprised if I get told that my position is now remote permanently. I would not be surprised 100, at all.
Well, you'd have to really consider about buying a house, building a home office, shit like that then. So you could separate home life, yeah.
Because that's the thing, is right now I just turn, right? And, I'm realizing I'm spending 12 hours a day in the same chair. Fuck.
That's why I at least use two different rooms.
Yeah.
I don't really have the space to do that at the moment.
I have to commute I have at least a 20-foot commute from work to...
How are you not handling work. The travel time? It's fucking terrible when there's a wreck, though.
It's like, I'm sorry I'm late. There was traffic in the hallway. It's like, what happened?
The cat was being a dick.
That cat wouldn't move.
There's a cat roll over on the highway.
I fall asleep on the couch. I can spend an entire day in one room of my apartment.
Yeah. Hey, NASA, I've discovered I have a skill that might be useful for space travel. Sign me up.
This madman, depressing.
Madman, if I don't get out of bed, I spend the entire day in one room. It doesn't mean it's a good thing.
bringing the sensible. It's a big thing for those working at home, man. You got to try and find a separate space. I know a lot of people they don't have a separate space, but if this goes long term, you got to start thinking about your mental health.
Well, actually, I've got a plan for that because the weather's starting to get nice.
Outdoor working.
I have an awning that I've been intending to set up on the back porch. And I bought it last year. I never got it set up. But every time I went to go set it up last year, it was raining. So it's like, fuck it. I'll do it later. And then you realize it's like November. And it's like, no point now. So, since now you're stuck at home all the time, it's like, why not set up the awning, put a table out there, take the laptop out. Yeah, I've only got one screen, but you know what, it's probably gonna be worth it just to relax.
Wonder if I can put together at least a makeshift outdoor table.
I mean, worst case scenario, Walmart's still open, right? Because they sell groceries. So worst case, you just get your folding table, right?
Now, worst case is the neighbors suddenly lose a table.
No. I didn't. I found it. It's salvage. It's like you found that in our living room. Well, you know.
Actually, no, I don't want to look at the patio furniture. Where are the ski masks kept?
Excuse me, officer, where's the nearest bank? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now, to tie this into a legitimate reason why you're going to need one going into our summer months, doctors actually say they work for replacement surgical masks. Prevent the spread of corona.
No, I think I still have my old... That's the fun thing of having an odd, very mild sun allergy. I can just say it's a medical thing.
I've got a baklava
somewhere.
And no,
I'm not a vampire.
I'm not a vampire. It's just a skin condition, okay? Well, why don't you have a reflection? Well, you know.
I'm going to need you to eat this garlic on this pizza.
I love garlic on pizza.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not a vampire. Might still be an alien.
Were you cursed by a fae?
Oh, God. All right.
I don't know. I did throw iron around outdoors a lot. They may not like that.
No, they're not fans of the iron.
Back on topic.
Do we have one of those? Do we have a topic?
I don't know. It should still be inside. Everything else is.
I think.
Did you let it outside?
Amazon stopped selling N95s.
No, we let the disclaimer out once, BSV, and we just don't talk about that anymore. So,
is that why we're stuck inside now?
It's not COVID-19. It's the disclaimer.
Disclaimer. God damn.
There's
last
a callback.
Seen buck naked running across Oklahoma.
The disclaimer is somewhere in Nevada. Anyways, let's see. Next article is from The Verge. Amazon stopped selling N95 and surgical masks to the public. Amazon has stopped selling N95 respirators, paper surgical masks, face shields, surgical gowns and gloves, and large volume containers of sanitizer to general consumers, according to Recode. The company will instead prioritize the sale of these products to hospitals and governments, which can sign up to make purchases through a new portal on Amazon's business site. So, we're going to set up a sovereign citizen government because I've got an idea for a reselling company.
But the doctors have finally decided that those masks actually work for the general public.
Yeah, that's the funny part, is it's like, no, they're saying you should be wearing masks out in public, and Amazon says you can't have them. So,
oh, the main problem is medical people are still not, don't get in them.
I'm just going to go to the grocery store wearing my painting respirator. Or my painter's mask, you know? That'll end well.
I wonder, are the Soviet World War II gas masks antiviral?
Actually, if you get the activated charcoal and grind it up and put it between a couple of layers of cotton down in the capsule, it probably would be. Because that's not going to let pretty much anything in.
Or oxygen.
Well. Just walk around in scuba gear.
Yeah. I brought my own air. I'm fairly certain it's safe.
Yeah, the mask ban comes at a time when the U.S. Surgeon General has asked the Centers for Disease Control to reconsider its guidance that the general public doesn't need to wear masks, in part to help ensure that more of them make it to healthcare providers. Meanwhile, individuals, governments, and companies, big and small, have been helping make more masks, donating them from stockpiles, yada, yada, yada. So, yeah, it's just like the moment they say, okay, everyone should be wearing masks, Amazon's like, you can't buy them, ha ha!
Again, it's because of the same reason why there's no toilet paper on the shelves. Idiots stockpile it. Oh, I need 5 billion drums of sanitizer. Why do you need that for yourself?
Myself? Cause. What?
They intend on playing slip and slide down the hallway with this shit.
Just go. So, okay, look, there is a solution here. You have to swallow your pride. You go into Spencer's Gifts and you ask for the full body condom. Do they still sell those? I just remember seeing that and laughing my ass off one time.
They probably do.
I'm just going to get one of those old-fashioned diving suits and just run a tube all the way back home.
So, anyways, and along the same line, BBC has an article here about people with 3D printers rallying to create face masks. So if you haven't seen these things, what they're doing is they're 3D printing a frame and then getting clear plastic from office stores like overhead transparencies or page protectors, things like that, and punching holes in them to fit the plastic frame. And then saying it's a face shield, which, I mean, functionally, sure, right? But, here we go. Some 1,400 3D printer owners have pledged to use their machines to help make face shields for the NHS. Started by palliative medicine doctor James Coxton, the 3D Crowd UK group is now looking to recruit more volunteers. It says thousands of its 3D printed masks have already been made and donated to hospitals, GPs, pharmacies, paramedics, and social care practices. Healthcare workers say they are having to put themselves at risk because of a lack of personal protective equipment. We are basically asking all the people around the country with 3D printers to join our project to create face shields for hospitals and other health workers. Also need volunteers to help distribute, so on and so forth. So there's a couple of different projects out there where people with 3D printers can help make masks. I've looked into it. I don't have a local thing set up yet. A couple of people at work have talked about it, so I might print some of these things off, but honestly, I don't want to just run a bunch of them, throw them in a box, and hope for the best. You know what I mean? So I do think it's a good thing to make masks and donate them. I think if you're going to do it, though, you need to work locally, because that's the whole point of a 3D printer. It doesn't make much sense to run a couple hundred of the things and then ship them somewhere, right? The whole point of a 3D printer is that you're supposed to be able to make stuff locally for you. So if you're making masks, you should be making them for groups that need them around you, right? Nothing?
Yeah. Yeah, no, if you've got the ability and you think you need it, do it. But, I mean, as we were saying earlier, if it's just going to sit there and do nothing, fuck it, you know?
Well, that's
make
the thing.
One for yourself, one for someone else, and then at least you've got it in the background, you know what I mean?
Like, I've got several printers. I wouldn't mind putting them to work running some of these masks off, but I'd want to do it in such a way that I know it's actually going to be useful and it's not just going to go sit in a warehouse somewhere, right?
Not just a warehouse that it's actually going to get used by, I don't know, doctors?
I mean, I
how
care
trusting if... do you think they're going to be of, here's a homemade mask?
Right.
Yeah, they're not going to be. I mean...
Well, not if they've got another option. Go ahead. Are you? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you didn't. I stopped mid-sentence. So I was thinking, well, maybe you could take it to your local nursing home because they're low priority at the moment. You know, just put them in a box, fucking ring the bell and, you know, leave a note on top or something.
Well,
printed these at home, sterilized them best I could, may want to give them a wipe down before you wear them, but hey, good luck.
Well, I mean, if you spray them down with some isopropyl and put them in a plastic bag when you do it, you know,
well, this,
it's
this
probably fine.
Say, yeah,
but...
I've sprayed these down, but you may want to give it another hit.
Well, hope that's the thing, right, them. Is... Like, okay, I've got several 3D printers scattered around my house. I could be running masks, but, okay, I got really sick at the end of January, right? I had a flu for a while, or at least I'm pretty sure it was a flu. For all I know, I had the damn COVID and got over it, and every one of these things I handle could be contaminated.
That's right. You and Madman started coughing your guts out for 2 months.
Yeah.
Maybe you did get it. Maybe you did get it. Didn't know.
I mean, I thought I had a flu and that was relatively mild. I just had a cough I couldn't shake.
Yeah.
You know,
you may have. I wouldn't guarantee you for immunity, but you could have had it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had just gone through an airport right beforehand too, right? So, I mean.
That's what I mean. And we've been talking about this shit since November.
So, you know, every one of these things I make and manufacture could potentially be contaminated. And the way 3D printing works, if I'm over there looking at the thing, breathing on it, because now they're saying the thing is spread just by breathing. Like, you don't have to have cough or sneeze. It's just breathing. You know, anybody who's looked at how 3D printers work, they're not solid plastic. They have infill. They have gaps in them where air is trapped in the plastic. Is that a great thing?
Dude, I don't know. I'm not a virologist. I wouldn't know how it spreads or anything. But...
I mean, apparently this stuff, you know, survives for a good long time in the air, like several days. So I don't know. I don't know.
The plastic cracks.
It's released in the nursing home.
I'm pretty sure that's not how that works. Just saying.
But we have such an idea for a movie now.
Yeah.
Anyways, so like I said, I mean, local. If you know, I might get with some local people and run some of these masks off, but I don't know. I'd want to be sure that I'm doing something useful and not just wasting somebody's time, because that would be the thing too. Is in the middle of all this, if I'm giving here's all these 3D printed masks, and somebody has to, okay, can we use these? Can we not use these? Okay, we can't use these. Now we have to dispose of them. I mean, you know, what good does that do?
That's but, what I mean.
Plus,
and
I don't have the laser
be...
cutter to cut the things. Is to cut the clear shield part, so...
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice thought, but I think you might be wasting a bit of time.
I don't know. I honestly don't, so... we'll do this. I don't really have much for you in Digital Dojo tonight. first and foremost, if you see any apps that are like track COVID-19 and you don't know the publisher, don't install those. They're malware.
But how else am I supposed to track COVID-19?
Yeah, just look out the window at the people screaming. That'll be a good indicator. You know, as you see the normals making armor out of trash cans and, you know, going to raid each other's homes for toilet paper, that might be a indicator of how things are progressing with the virus. But
you're fucking normies. Anyway.
Just picture somebody walking around in the Oscar the Grouch epic armor set and
pretty much.
I am the TP Knight.
Here, just take it. Just holy take it. Fucking... Go away. We don't want to deal with you. Here's a complimentary roll. Please just leave us alone.
I mean, what are you gonna get? The 75-year-old dude who's like half drunk and he's like the garbage bag Don fucking Quixote waving shit at you, calling you a dragon and demanding your gold.
Yeah, probably. And at that point, you're like, I think that's a Dark Souls character. Just give him what he wants before he starts rolling around the room.
Oh, madness.
So, Gravitational.com put out a nice guide on SSH. So, for anybody doing Linux server administration, this stuff's pretty much old hat. For anybody who's learning it, this stuff's kind of cool. Pretty much, it's a nice write-up on how to set up certificates with SSH. And if you're doing a lot of remote administrative work because you're working from home, this is good to know how to do. And they've got some good information in here about how certificates work and maybe, you know, what they show up as in the logs, you know, even some things with like two-factor authentication and things like that. So for people doing remote work who haven't had to do it a lot, if you're looking to kind of up the game and maybe move beyond using something like admin password to get into your Linux box, that's a way to go. But that's all I've got for tonight. Listen to the stream. We're always working on it. Pure decking mostly every Thursday. I mean, honestly, if this stuff keeps going and there's nothing to talk about, we might call the show. Not because we want to call the show, just because I don't see the point in doing a show if all there is to do is to panic people over COVID-19 or do the whole, you know, oh, be safe, everyone. Because it's like, no. Just don't be stupid.
Safe. Be sensible.
Just don't be stupid.
And I think we keep doing the show, man.
Yeah, even I mean, I want to do the show.
Stop talking about tech. We can talk about games or just stupid shit that's happening.
At least it gives me one solid day of the week that I know something's happening.
I mean, I can talk about 3D printing for an hour. That's easy. I just rebuilt a machine. I can talk all day about that thing.
That's what I mean. I'd rather we do something than nothing. I think shit's getting fucking weird, man. a hell of a lot weirder.
I like that. So are you? They're suggesting in the chat room that we put decking on hiatus and bring back IHN during COVID-19. I knew that's what you were going to say. Like, no.
Maybe a hybrid version. Like, we can start doing some silly stories, but... Yeah.
Do flashbacks. Go get some of the old links.
Oh, dude, there's plenty of fucking stupid stories out there. I read them every day.
Welcome to WeReadNotTheOnion.com.
Pretty much. I will do something, guaranteed, but, you know, it may not be as heavily tech-related, and I don't want to be talking about this shit every fucking week.
I don't either. That's the problem.
Get enough of it day-to-day with general conversation. But, I mean, make an effort. Make an effort not to talk about it if you can. With friends and family.
I was trapped on a WebEx earlier today with a couple of people from my team where we had finished the work, and all they wanted to do was talk about, you know, the spread of the virus and all this other stuff. And it's like, I really needed a bio break. I really needed to get away from the computer. And it's like, you know, they just kept going. But every once in a while, we'd go back to work and stuff. And then it's like, It's like, guys, okay, that's great. But you know, have you seen how, you know, they're saying now we should all be wearing masks? It's like, yeah, okay, guys, I've really got to go. it's like we're about, you know, it's like they just wouldn't stop, and it's like you're trapped on that call, and you have to be professional because it's work. And it's like, finally, it's like, okay, guys, I'm about to have a problem. I have to get off this call, and you hang up. And then you get the text message later. It's like, is everything okay? It's like, no, you guys didn't get the social clues. And then you're like, do I explain to people at work that I had been, I had to make a run for the border, as it were?
The way you solve this problem is while they're talking about COVID-19, you mute yourself and you go take a dump.
It's like, gentlemen, the tacos aren't sitting well. I have to get off this WebEx. But
way to leave a call.
Well, we've been on a few calls where some people didn't realize they weren't muted.
Oh.
God.
It's great when you're on a,
no.
It's great when you're on a call with some C-level management and you hear the toilet flush, and it's just part of you is going yes, and part of you is going oh fuck no.
That's why I double check. I make sure I'm muted all the time.
Most people don't seem to know how to do that. You know, we've had people yell at their animals, yell at their kids. Of course, then you get the classic everyone please mute. I mean, you should look up WebEx Bingo sometime. I mean, it's bad.
Dude, that should happen the first couple of days. And if everybody's honest and brutal with each other, like, hey, fuck, stop doing that. Oi, I heard you flushing the toilet, cunt. Fucking stop it. Take your headset off, you filthy bastard. You didn't wash your hands. It would stop after a couple of days.
Like, if that would be good. At, you know, is after you hear the toilet flush, did you wash your hands?
Yeah, I would. Dude, I'd be taking all advantage of this. Soundboard the whole fucking lot.
Well, I actually could run the soundboard into the WebExes, but, you know, somehow...
Commodong in the sinkhole.
Doesn't seem like something that should play out on the WebEx. It's like when I'm talking with people and they suddenly hear...
Sir, help is on the way.
I mean, I don't know that that's a great way to go.
No, welcome to your dystopian future. Duh. Yeah.
We're not after the Department of Home Repairs.
What the hell?
Authorized by the Department of Home Repairs.
Okay, there it is. So, yeah, that's what we want to do is just in there and...
We're not after your dick pics.
I mean, I can see that going over really well on some of these calls.
This is, of course, a picture of former President Ronald Reagan naturally firing a machine gun while riding on the back of a dinosaur.
I've got nothing.
That man is a god. Anyway, that's the end of the show. Fuck off. You can't live here. Social distancing.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Time to go nose down and call it a night.
But shut up, Wesley.